Yesterday, the Senate passed an economic stimulus package. Today, WMNF spoke with U.S. Representative Kathy Castor, a Democrat who represents parts of Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Manatee counties, to find out what the economic stimulus package means to residents of Tampa Bay.
This is very good news for the hardworking folks in the Tampa Bay area. And remember that in the Tampa Bay area, we don't have a lot of millionaires that have benefited from the Bush tax cuts over the past 7 years. We have a lot of hardworking middle-class families. So what the stimulus package will provide is a few hundred dollars, maybe up to $1,200 or more for some families. If you make up to $75,000 and you're single, or double that if you are married, and also provide significant cash infusion if you have children, an additional $300 per child. That goes on top of the already $1,000 child tax credit that most families fill out on their tax form.
How will Congress pay for this? Will taxes have to be raised, or will there be services that will be cut?
Under the new Democratic pay-as-you-go rules, we will have to pay for it down the road. You know, President Bush is going to leave office with a legacy of fiscal irresponsibility, but it's important for an economic stimulus that you get it out there as quickly as possible. But there's no free lunch. You have to make it up. And one of the things we can do is look at those tax breaks that have gone to hedge fund managers and millionaires under the Bush administration. And hopefully it won't take the next election, but it just might take an entirely new change in the direction of the country at the top to get our financial house in order. And it may make a difference in the face of this housing crisis. Somebody may be able to cover their mortgage for another couple of months and avoid foreclosure. And anything we can do to stem this tide of foreclosures and the loss of value not only helps that person next door in your neighborhood, but it helps the entire neighborhood.
Now, you mentioned the foreclosures. In this bill, there's mortgage lending reform, right?
Yes, there is. What the stimulus package includes is a one-year increase in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loans. These are the FHA loans that are often low fee, low interest rate. We've raised the cap up to about $700,000. We have a lot of high-priced homes in the Tampa Bay area, so if someone needs a little help with refinancing, this should help.
We're speaking with U.S. Representative Kathy Castor. And now, Representative Castor, can you describe the negotiations that led us to the final bill here?
Yes, I'm proud to say that it was Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a lot of the new members in the House who pushed way back in December for an economic review of what's happening on the ground, because we know we're hearing from folks, I'm hearing from plenty of folks in the Tampa Bay area, that they're really struggling. President Bush, unfortunately, played ostrich politics for a number of weeks, but finally came around, and thankfully we have a good bipartisan compromise that's now come out of the Congress with the president, and that's an accomplishment itself.
And do you think it'll get signed?
Yes, the president announced he will be signing it.